Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Singing and Other Sins and previously Great Songs have been broadcast on Hawaii Public Radio since 1988, and in all that time, we've never offered Kindertotenlieder, Songs of the Death of Children by Mahler, probably because the topic is such a sensitive one. I must admit to being squeamish about the words, but recently, learning about the historic context, and upon reading the poetry closely, I've developed a broader perspective. First, the music is excruciatingly beautiful. The words make sense when we realize that in 1833, when the poet Friedrich Rückert wrote the words, he lost two of his children to scarlet fever. It wasn't uncommon for children to die in those days. Also, Mahler himself was familiar with the death of children, having lost eight of his siblings in their childhood. With a few words of introduction to each song, I think you'll discover the balance between despair and transcendence. First, Nun will die Sonne so hell aufgehen, or Now the sun wants to rise brightly, as if nothing terrible had happened during the night. Though this sounds gloomy, there are references to the eternal light, and the last line is, I must greet the joyful light of the world. The second song is, Nun seh ich wohl, warum so dunkle Flammen, or Now I see why such dark flames your eyes flash at me in certain moments. The poem concentrates on these visions and ends, What to you are only eyes in these days, in the nights to come will be only stars. Song number three is Wenn dein Mütterlein, when your little mother steps in through the door. The poet misses the little daughter who stood so near the mother. This recollection ends sadly, referring to the extinguished joyful light. In the fourth song, Oft denk ich, sie sind nur ausgegangen, or I often think they have just stepped out and will be coming home soon. Again, this sounds apprehensive at best, but the poet ends, We'll go meet them on those hills in the sunlight. The day is fine on those hills. The final song is In diesem Wetter, in diesem Braus, or In this weather, in this windy storm, I would never have sent the children out. And though this sounds bleak, in the final strophe, the poet Rückert writes, They rest as if in their mother's house, frightened by no storm, sheltered by the hand of God. Thus, Mahler's cycle ends in the major mode. Mahler conducted the first performance of Kindertotenlieder in 1905 with a baritone soloist. We're accustomed to hearing mezzo-sopranos sing this, but you will hear Thomas Hampson perform sensitively with Bernstein leading the Vienna Philharmonic.
Sir! Thank you. Gedanken, das sind schon eitle Gedanken.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling on HBR2, your home for classical music. We just heard Mahler's Kindertotenlieder, Songs of the Death of Children, performed by baritone Thomas Hampson with Leonard Bernstein conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. I purposefully chose a baritone as the first recording of Kindertotenlieder because that was the voice Mahler used in the world premiere in 1905. By the way, his wife, Alma, wasn't thrilled with the cycle finished 2 weeks after the birth of their second child. She felt that it was tempting Providence. 4 years later, their daughter died of scarlet fever. Now we'll hear the classic 1947 recording of Mahler's Kindertotenlieder with Kathleen Ferrier and the Vienna Philharmonic conducted by Bruno Walter, who'd actually worked with Mahler.
Thank you. In diesem Wetter,
on this Kindertoten Lieder edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, we've just heard Kathleen Ferrier and the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Bruno Walter in that 1947 classic recording. In the time remaining, we'll hear some of Mahler's Kindertoten Lieder with Christa Ludwig, the soloist. I'm Gary Hickling, your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins. Aloha.